to the sea. You can go, but please don't leave. You can go, but please don't leave.
Alexa Woodward on the Saturday Cafe. The album is called Speck. The song is called Spoon. And Alexa, I didn't mean that kind of shoot the moon when I was talking in the last set break. Tell us a little bit about Spoon. I think the imagery is fairly clear, but who's the song about? What's the story?
Well, it's kind of, people have different interpretations of the song, but I wrote the song for a friend of mine who was using heroin, and yeah, it's an oddly happy sounding song, so I think maybe it's easy to miss.
But it's got the eerie musical saw as well, though.
Yeah, that saw is a wonderful addition. I recorded this album in Austin, Texas, with a fellow named Bruce Chandler, who has just a wonderful sensibility for sparse, eerie sound. So, yeah.
A little bit about you, the musician. I understand you are actually leaving a law career to be a touring musician.
Well, I'm attempting to do that. Yes, it's an interesting endeavor. I finished law school in May, and I left New York, and I've been on the road since then. While all of my friends are back in New York studying for the bar, writing envious, tragic messages to me on the internet.
and you're playing at bars and writing messages back to them.
Right, exactly. I just felt like this is something that I love, and it's something that. If I could make it feasible, I would love to do it. And so I think there are times in your life where you just need to take a chance with things and give them an opportunity to develop and see what happens.
Well, you're not actually the first legally trained folk singer I've had on the Saturday Cafe.
Oh, really?
Mark Humphreys out of California is a law clerk, and he actually does law work on the road as well as performing.
Wow.
It's an odd combination, but he seems to make it work.
Why don't you give me his number?
I'll get you his email after the show. The music, though, is polished and smooth. This is not something new to you. You must have been writing and singing, you know, before law school, right?
Yeah, although it is some. I mean, I started playing guitar in college, and mm-hmm. I went home one Christmas and found this banjo under my dad's bed, and he had bought it on a riverboat in Tennessee in the 70s on a whim. He's a filmmaker mm-hmm. and is totally not musical. I think he might be listening to this right now, actually. So, but he never played it, and I found it and convinced him to let me take it back with me, and I love it. I fell in love with it. I think it's just the most wonderful, strange instrument.
Well, under normal circumstances, I would say, you know, what do your parents think about leaving the law for the music? But you just said your dad's a filmmaker and it's his banjo, so I'm assuming family support.
yeah, my family's always given me a lot of room, so I think, you know, as long as I'm, you know, reasonably mentally stable and eating food and sleeping underneath the shelter, they'll be okay with things.
Well, you say he's listening. Let's play a song for him, shall we?
Okay. This song is actually about a lady who he knows, named Mary, who's from South Carolina. This is actually the first song I wrote on the banjo.
Mary was born in a southern snowstorm in the mountains of North Carolina. Her mother all alone in a little cabin in the woods. In the morning when the storm subsided, Miss Lola Naomi Fox came back to find her there all wrapped up, tired and fast asleep. It's a strange thing for a storm like that to blow through in the month of March, but then we brought a sweet spring rain.
my guest in the studio, Alexa Woodward, and we didn't introduce Linky Dixon, who's singing harmony and playing that fascinating instrument.
The melodica.
Melodica. Mm-hmm. I've never seen one with sort of a bagpipe extension or
mouthpiece. Yeah, it's kind of a cheat because I can look at my fingers instead of having to guess, but it's convenient.
I think you could probably put a hot water bottle in between them, and then you could get the bagpipe bellows continuous tone effect. Mm-hmm.
You should patent that.
Oh, just what I need. You're playing. You played the country fair last weekend, which I assume was a mind-blowing experience because it always is.
Yeah, and we did that thanks to Mr. Brian Cutian, who let us share a song on his set, which was beautiful. It was just an unbelievable place. It's just like an incredible just. Amazing experience for the imagination. I was really unexpected.
Another mind blown by the magic of Vanita. Mm-hmm. You're sharing a stage with him again tomorrow night at Sam Bond's Garage.
That's true.
Understand. Yeah. What time is the show?
It's at 8:30.
8:30 tomorrow night. Alexa Woodward, Linky Dixon, Brian Cutie, and all at Sam Bond's Garage. Thank you for joining me on the Saturday Cafe.
Oh, thanks.
I know it's a fast run over from the market stage to here, but really appreciate it. We have time for one more song.
Okay, that would be great. So this song, you have to forgive me. Oh, this is good. So this song is about a community house where I lived in New York. And 25 people live there, and all the characters are real. Oh.
Where's your work at?
We need to describe the hat.
Tradition of wearing these wolf hats all over the country at every show.
Okay.
Including right now.
I'm sorry I didn't bring a teddy bear. My bears would have much appreciated this. You'll have to visit them at market when you go back for lunch.
Okay, we will. We will. If you really want to see the wolf hats, they are all over the MySpace page. So,
I assume they'll be at Sam Bond's Garage too.
They will. They will. Live. Right. Let's make sure this is good. All right. Here we go. This song is called Plants. Joan lies in the kitchen.
Ooh la la.